In these past 2 weeks, I've been so focused on saying goodbye before I take my role and responsibilities as administrator of Santa Cruz. This will be my last weekend to celebrate as principal celebrant and homilist the English masses. And so focused on saying goodbye that the readings today remind us that it is not a time, a season of goodbye, but rather a season of welcome. It's a season of welcome, a season of hospitality. Yesterday, on Saturday, we welcomed into the diocese 5 new priests, Father Will, Father Miguel, and Father Kyle, your new parochial vicar. Last Tuesday, I went down to Santa Cruz, and the staff welcomed me, and they asked me, "Father, what can we do? How can we help you get settled in?" It reminds me of my first time and my first years here as St. Louis, how you welcomed me, and how you will welcome Father Kyle when he comes. It's a season of welcome. In today's first reading, we hear precisely that. The woman welcomes the prophet into her home. Welcomes the prophet. And because of that, her life is changed and is transformed. Today, in the gospel, we hear that Jesus reminds us that if you welcome the prophet, you will receive your reward. Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. And this is precisely the entire point of a spirit of hospitality. Spirit of hospitality often goes against what we normally feel accustomed to, because there's fear. What will it be when we open the door? What will the new chapter entail? What comforts will I have to be moved away from? But rather, to focus not on those things, but on the things that are received when one is hospitable. When one opens the door to the prophet, receives not just the prophet as a man, receives not just the priest as a person, but receives the word of God. And what's the reward for receiving the reward of God, the word of God? The reward is to be changed and to be transformed. That the word of God is not just something that is stale, but rather something that transforms the individual person. And when we are open to receiving that, and when we let it in, it can make a huge difference. It made a difference for the life of that woman in today's first reading, and it can make a difference for us in our life today. As we gather here in this church, the doors are open. And what do we see? Just like the first reading, the woman prepares a table, a chair, and a lamp for the prophet. Before us, we have the table and the chair and the lamp that is prepared for Christ. As we open our church, we receive and are welcomed. Christ comes in, and in a special way, in a few moments, for these children, for the very first time, Christ will come into your heart in the sacrament of the Eucharist to be a part of you and to walk with you. And you being here with your parents and those who love you and those who are watching from afar is that sign that says you're ready for him. You're ready for him to come, and you're ready to be changed and transformed the way God wants you to be, to strong young men and young women, good disciples of Christ. Let us pray that as we enter the season of welcome, the season of hospitality, in generosity, we go beyond the fear and we welcome Christ as he is, so that he can transform us to be as he desires us to be.